So to give people a little bit of context, there are 49 days counted from the second night of Passover or Pesach right through to Shavuot. The period we're going through is from being redeemed from Israel to receiving the Torah, right? Now, God knew that we weren't ready. He knew that we had a lot of refinement to do. He knew we had to build ourselves into the kind of vessels that could receive the Torah. And so he designed a unbelievable growth opportunity to take the 7 weeks that pass between these two periods, divide each of them into an emotional attribute or a sphera. People have different names for it, but there's 7 different weeks, and each of the 7 different weeks is broken up into 7 days. And so we bring in each of the 7 attributes into each attribute. And so if you work a little bit every day at looking at that attribute of yourself, by the time you come to that 49th day, you cannot have avoided changing, growing, or shifting even slightly in your consciousness and humanity and the way you behave. And therefore, you'd be more able and more ready to receive that which is the glory of what the Torah would be at the Shavuot time, right? That's exactly what it is. It is the perfect opportunity for us to look every day at ourselves and say, okay, if today's energy in growth is supported by this particular aspect of the emotional attributes, how can I apply that in my life? So to catch everyone up very quickly, day one was counted on Saturday night, running right through Sunday, and that was the base level of the spheres, the emotional attributes, which is chesed, which is kindness or loving kindness. And they go up from chesed to gevurah, which is justice and discipline, then tiferet, which is beauty and harmony, netzach could be considered endurance, hod is humility, yesod is the bonding or bringing together, forming a strong foundation with all those characteristics in place, and malchut is the nobility and sovereignty. So on day one, we will start with the first sphere, will encompass the whole week, which is chesed, loving kindness. And on day one, Saturday night, running right through Sunday, that would be chesed shebechesed. It's the loving kindness in loving kindness. So the kind of things people would have been able to look into then would be, how do I love? Do I love enough? Do I love too much? Do I allow people to love me? Do I love without restraint? Do I love at all? Am I generous? Am I selfish? Am I stingy with my love? Etc. And every single day we have the opportunity to look at things deeply and maybe answer one or two questions, because we're not growing if we're not challenging ourselves. We're not growing if we're listening. We're growing if something makes us feel uncomfortable and we have to think about it. Exactly. It is, we are born taught to challenge, to think, to expound, to get answers, and to demand them. We're not obligated to just take it as face value. There are certain aspects of Judaism which are called a chok, which has no real explanation, but that's a completely different discussion. But for the most part, we are encouraged to challenge and to debate and to say, wait, I don't understand that. How can you say that? Where's your source? Why do I have to believe that? So it's so inspiring to go through this period and not just worry about what hormats is in and out and what's this and what's that and who's eating where and how much is being had, but also take yourself through the journey. We're not just meant to remember the Exodus from Egypt for a couple of hours on the first night Seder and a couple of hours on the second night Seder. We're meant to take the Exodus from Egypt as a personal opportunity for liberation, and then take this next 49 days to refine ourselves, that gently and carefully we look at the different aspects of ourselves, because we want to be better. Because when we're better, we have better relationships with each other, with our partners, with our children, with our colleagues, with friends. And therefore we are better in business, therefore we're better in the world. So the second day, which was Sunday night running right through today, this has been the energy of chesed, gevura shebechesed. That is the discipline in your loving kindness. So do you love without asking permission? Do people need help, but you give them more help than they need? Are you meeting people's needs, or are you giving them what you feel you need to? Are you overstepping boundaries? Are you nurturing in a way that is suffocating? Do you spoil your children, or do you give them what they need? How are you making certain that your children are taking care of, your partners, the people in your life? How are you doing it with some kind of discipline? And then tonight we'll be counting the next night after sunset, and the energy that supports tonight running right through tomorrow is going to be the energy of Tiferet Shebechesed, which is the beauty and harmony in loving kindness. And so we need to be looking that there's times when you don't think someone deserves your love. There's times when you don't believe you have enough left in you to give to someone. But even if they've hurt you, to really work on this attribute, one has to be able to give where there is no reason to give to a stranger. So that's a great exercise. Can you find someone who you don't even have any connection to that needs help that you can give to with compassion? Can you give compassion and love to someone who's hurt you? If you've truly refined this character, you can give because you're just giving. You're giving not to receive. You're giving not for affirmation, not for the bells and whistles. You're giving because you want to give. And that is the essence of this beautiful harmony and compassion coming into your loving kindness, that you give anyway.